Today from the Ohio Newsroom, celebrating Christmas underground. This December, Today from the Ohio Newsroom is going all over the state, far and near, to spread some holiday cheer. I'm Claire Roth. This festive Friday, we're headed to a nativity scene inside of the earth. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
If it weren't for the colorful lights and holiday tunes marking Minford's Christmas Cave as a seasonal destination, the entrance would be easy to miss. It's located off a winding rural road in Appalachian, Ohio, where old underground mines are about as plentiful as stars in the dark night sky. The U.S. Forest Service estimates there are around 7,000 in the state.
In southern Ohio, it's easier to find a place with a mine under it than it is to find one that doesn't have one.
That's Tom Martin. He's spent his lifetime sneaking into these tucked away caves. And in 2009, he and his wife decided to buy one.
When I was 33 years old, I had what some would call a religious experience. We colloquially refer to it as getting saved in these parts. So I met my Lord. I become a born again Christian, and I knew things had changed, and I knew that I had to do something.
But instead of simply volunteering at his local church, Tom wanted to share his faith in a more unique way.
Everything is cooler when it's underground.
His idea? To decorate each of the cave's rocky chambers and shadowy crevices with nativity scenes. So as visitors walk through the cave, the story of Jesus' birth unfolds around them.
If it had been just up to me, it would have never happened.
That's Tom's wife, Mindy. She had reservations about the scale of the project, but around that time, the Rudd family, just one county over, permanently powered down the million Christmas lights decorating their property. Their Christian holiday display had been a mainstay in the region for decades, and the Martins felt like its closure left a hole. So they assembled a crew of volunteers and transformed the white gravel mines into a Christmas destination.
So that's what we're standing at right here, looking at.
Before us, the mouth of the cave is cold and dark, but soft Christmas music beckons visitors inside, and Tom and I take heed. Immediately, we're met with a scene of a faraway village. A bright star sparkles overhead.
We're putting you back into the time period, the first century, if you will, in a little town area of Nazareth and Bethlehem.
As we move through passageways, the music picks up in intensity. Neon lights illuminate a handcrafted angel as he approaches a mannequin of Mary with news of her pregnancy. Farther along the cave's path, she and Joseph pause on their way to an inn in Bethlehem. And then the climax of the Christmas story, baby Jesus is born. This scene is particularly apt, Tom says.
Bethlehem didn't have barns. Bethlehem didn't have stables. Bethlehem had caves. So when they sent him around to the sheepfold to find a room for them to bed down for the night, it might have looked just like that.
We walk among a herd of sheep, past the three magi, and through a tunnel covered with glow-in-the-dark angels painted onto the cave's gritty walls. On Friday and Saturday nights through December, as many as 6,000 people meander through the mile-long underground trail. It's free and open to everyone, Tom says.
You can go deep, you can spend time, you can have a lot of moments, or you can just come through and you can learn something new.
It's his way of repurposing a piece of Southern Ohio's past to spread hope and joy in the present. In Minford, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.